I've known you for a long time, a lot of years.
That's right.
Yeah. And in all those years, I've never really learned how you got involved with social work.
As you know, I'm from Ireland originally. I actually went and volunteered for a year in a little community called Kilkenny, which it's a city, but there was a wonderful program there. It was about community organizing. It was basically building up the neighborhood to help people help themselves, you know. Uh-huh. I worked with children who were emotionally challenged. And I also worked with their parents and was out in the community a lot. As it happened, a priest from Detroit came to visit. And he was so impressed with the program, he asked if anybody would volunteer. Uh-huh. And I immediately put my hand up and I said, I'll go. So myself and another girl set off a few months later and we went to Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And we were in the inner city area of Detroit. It was called Rosa Parks Boulevard. And our job was to set up some, I guess what we'd call now girls and boys clubs.
Wow.
You know, some activities for the kids in the afternoon. After school, I did that for a year. I loved the people that I met in Detroit. So I lived on Rosa Parks Boulevard as well. Uh-huh. Got to meet Rosa Parks. She came,
I have chills.
I know. That was so wonderful. She came to talk to the children at the library. And after that, then I went to college here and did a master's in social work. You did some fascinating work in Buffalo.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So tell us about that.
Well, it turns out that Buffalo actually is a huge spot for refugee resettlement. It's a great town for it, actually. And so I got involved with refugee resettlement and I loved it. It was kind of like finding my place, finding my calling.
Oh, wow. And yeah. Where were most of the refugees from?
At that time, when I first arrived, I worked mostly with Sudanese refugees, Sudanese and Somali refugees.
Wow.
But within the time that I lived in New York, we started seeing a lot of Burmese. It became mostly Burmese.
And that must really help you now in your work, too.
It does. And when I look at it, actually, my work has pretty much always been dealing with families and kids that have been displaced.
And also, I was just thinking there as you were talking, like even the refugees that come into this culture, like I think a lot of our homeless families are very misunderstood.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Don't always know how to deal with the system.
Absolutely.
Even though they may be from this
society.
There.
Definitely. I guess I would like to hear why Athens Area Homeless Shelter, of all the organizations that there are so many in Athens, so many, and you really have put your heart and soul into this one.
Well, I think it's because I feel so strongly for the families that I've worked with and that I've seen, and I feel like all they need is a little push or a little help, a little step up, you know? Mm-hmm. There are so many families that are just on the brink of homelessness all the time, and they need a little bit of help. Yeah. How about you?
The sense of community. It has more sense of community than any place I've lived. It really does. Just a sense of that and a sense of a willingness to try. And make it better. People want to make it better.